There are more than 1,500 people in the city of Fresno who have a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Among that group, some almost certainly are city employees working everywhere from behind a desk to doing code enforcement on abandoned properties. City Council member Gary Bredefeld says those city workers should be allowed to carry their weapon on the job the same as they do off the clock.
And if there are people, employees that are out throughout Fresno working, if they would feel safer being able to carry their weapon because they have a legal right to do so, we want to allow them to do that.
Bredefeld has submitted a resolution to the City Council to make it clear that if a city worker has obtained a permit to carry a concealed firearm, they can do so at work. There is currently no city statute specifically prohibiting or permitting employees from carrying weapons on the job. However, there is an administrative order currently in place that bans weapons of all kinds, whether concealed or not, from the workplace. Bredefeld says that just doesn't make sense.
If you're a city, you live in the city of Fresno and you want a CCW, you have to go through 8 hours of training. The county, you have to go through six. You do background checks, federal background checks. They do training with their weapons. People who have CCW permits are probably the most responsible citizens you'll ever run across.
Bredefeld says he's responding to the recent mass shooting spree in downtown Fresno, allegedly conducted by Corey Muhammad. Police say Muhammad was able to fire 16 rounds and kill three people before surrendering to police. But Bredefeld says, had an armed city employee been nearby, that case might have been different. One of the victims in the case did work for PG&E, but aside from the officer, it's not clear if there were any other city employees around. This proposal is not sitting well with many in city government and employee union leaders. Mayor Lee Brand says he supports concealed carry permits, but not this resolution. Dee Barnes is the president of the Fresno City Employees Association. She says allowing employees to carry guns at work raises a huge liability issue, even though the resolution would require the employee to have a $1 million insurance policy.
But anybody that knows anything about lawsuits, especially when, you know, you're looking at a someone with deep pockets, they're going to sue the city and the employee, especially when the city is the one that allowed the employee to carry a gun.
Barnes says most employees are not trained to be the first line of defense when on the job, and some just don't want guns around the workplace. And even among highly trained law enforcement officers, there have been accidental shootings, including two in Fresno in the last year.
You had the one deputy sheriff accidentally shoot and kill another deputy sheriff, and you had another one that was in the process of getting out of the car, and he was putting his leg holster on, and he shot himself in the leg. So there are accidents, even people that are trained to have guns all the time.
Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer is also against the proposal. He says he could see a scenario where city employees are allowed to carry, but just allowing blanket permission is a recipe for trouble.
I don't believe that should occur. It needs to be on an individual basis. And a case-by-case basis, depending on the individual's assignment, temperament, further training, all of those things have to weigh in.
Dyer has long been a strong supporter of concealed carry permits and says he's issued more than 150 just this year, although he's also acknowledged they revoke one or two a year as well. Still, he says the workplace is just an entirely different world.
Having a concealed weapon permit with a firearm when you're out with your family at dinner, going to the movies, and you want to have the ability to protect yourself and your family, that's one thing. Having it in the workplace, I think there's an entirely different environment that is created there that requires some additional conditions be placed on that.
The resolution is set to come before the council a week from today. But even if it passes, you won't see employees carrying weapons next Friday. Because of contracts with employee groups, there would have to be a series of meetings before any policy change took effect. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.